And in the quote, what is, I think, shown is that what it is intrinsic to is the phenomenon of independence, the process of obtaining independence. That's what the chamber was saying. So it's not that colonialism is intrinsic, but that whenever you go through this process of obtaining independence, this principle is intrinsic to that. I thought that was the message that was being sent. The other problem, actually, with changing it to specific, and that's really the reason why I wanted to take the floor, is that in paragraph 4 of the commentary, the last sentence, it says intrinsic means that the principle is specific to the international legal system and reflects and regulates its basic features. So it's not just that it's specific, there's another element to it. And I think if here in paragraph 6 we just say it's specific, then that second part is going to be lost. The fact that it reflects, regulates its basic features is going to be lost. And I don't think we can just take and copy the whole thing, because I think that makes the problem that Mr. Fortu is trying to avoid perhaps even worse, because it may suggest that the features include somehow colonialism. So for my part, I actually think the way in which it's phrased is fine, and I think it's actually important not to change it to just specific.
Thank you very much. Monsieur Wazani Chadi, s'il vous plaît.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Moi, j'interviens parce que finalement, je me pose la question suivante. Est-ce qu'on peut supprimer le mot intrinsèque? Est-ce qu'il faut le garder? Parce que finalement, on peut dire que le principe du luthier possédé est inhérent au système